Hello there, bright but very sensitive podcast listeners. I know it has been a minute, but this time I actually have a really good reason. And that's because for the last like week, 2 weeks, I have been totally AWOL prepping for my very first ever keynote speech. And I was really stressed and really focused on it. And so I really didn't have capacity to do a whole lot else. So this podcast definitely got put on the back burner. And I know it's been more than 2 weeks, I think. Anyway, that's really what I was focusing on. And now that it's over, and it went so well, and the conference was amazing, and I was so honored to be there and everything. It was so cool to do a keynote speech. But now I am so exhausted. Like, I had to fly, not had to fly, got to fly, honestly. I got to fly across the country, which was so cool, but also really hard. And then I got back and now it's my kids' spring break, which is great, except I completely forgot about it. Like I didn't forget about it. Like I knew it was happening, but I forgot to cancel all of my work calls. So I've been like scrambling, trying to get babysitting so that I can take these work calls so I don't have to cancel them last minute. It's been a time and a half. Basically running a business, having kids and doing all this stuff while also being very ADHD is hard. Like it just is. It's just hard. Anyway, so that's kind of where I've been and why the podcast has been a little AWOL recently, but I wanted to come back and I wanted to talk to you all because I really love this podcast. I love that it's a place where I really just get to be raw and real. Like I don't do this on social media anymore. I don't show up as like my fullest self in a lot of places. There's just a lot of places where it feels like I can't show up to be my fullest self. So it's really nice to have this space where I know the only people listening are people who said they want to listen. You know, no one's going to accidentally happen upon this podcast. Like it's a private podcast. The only way to listen to this is to say, yes, I want to listen to it. So anyway, I am not even totally sure what I want to talk about, except maybe we should talk about how exhausted I am, and like not just physically, I am like existentially exhausted, and it doesn't even, I mean, obviously our current political climate has a lot to do with it, but it's not even that. It's like, so I have a YouTube video. I'll go ahead and link it in the show notes of this episode, but there is this idea when it comes to autistic brains that, you know, there are different buckets in everybody's brains, autistic or not. Like the social bucket, the cognitive bucket, the sensory bucket, the emotional bucket. You know, there's all these different buckets. And if you are not autistic, then the buckets have really tall walls, right? Like they're tall buckets. So you can pour a small amount of water into one bucket and it'll stay in that bucket. So like, let's say there's a lot of sensory input, it'll just stay in the sensory bucket. But for a lot of autistic people, the walls between our buckets, like our buckets are very short. So that same amount of input, poured into the sensory bucket can easily overflow into the emotional bucket or the cognitive bucket, you know, et cetera and so forth, right? And I think that's what I'm experiencing. Like, I had a lot of all kinds of input over this past weekend, right? Tons of sensory input. Flying, traveling is difficult, but it's also cognitively difficult. Like it involves a lot of masking for me, like needing to figure out, okay, what is everybody else doing? What's the most appropriate way to do this? How do I do that? You know, I just don't know. I don't travel a ton, so I'm not used to those social cues. And so there's like the social bucket, the cognitive bucket, the emotional bucket for sure. Like this keynote was such a big deal to me and I'm so honored that I got to do it and it was amazing and I just wanted to do a good job and it was just really important to me. And so that was a huge drop in the emotional bucket as well. And then it all just overflowed into each other. And now my body and my mind, my body mind, as I've heard some people refer to it, because they are very interconnected, my body mind is just kaput right now. Like I am so tired. Like I think I've taken 2 naps so far today and it's like 8 p.m. And I'm probably going to go to bed here in like an hour or two because I just cannot fathom staying awake any longer. And like my dreams are super fucked up. Like they're really weird and bad and hard and all this stuff. So it's like my subconscious is really trying to process this shit with me that is being brought up by all of this sensory, social, cognitive, emotional input, right? That was brought up by this keynote, right? There's just a bunch of like my past trauma stuff that's coming up, and there's just a lot of fears about the future coming up, and all of this that honestly I haven't even dealt with. I really should probably journal, to be totally honest with you all. I'm hardcore avoiding it because I like don't want to deal with it. I would rather just feel better, which is so silly now that I say it out loud. Like, of course, wouldn't we all? But like the path toward feeling better is through the current emotions, not backwards backing up away from the current emotions, you know, which is kind of what I'm doing right now. And I recognize that now that I say it out loud. But honestly, until I started talking this out with you guys, I really didn't realize that's what I was doing. Okay, maybe I do need to journal. Maybe I need to just journal this out. But basically, my brain is being confronted with a lot of stuff from the past and a lot of stuff from the future. I'm finding it very hard to be in the present moment, which I always find it very hard to be in the present moment. I think a lot of ADHDers do, but also I experience a lot of dissociation, as we discussed in the last episode. So that can play a big part. Like grounding myself in the present moment doesn't always help calm me or soothe me. It instead often incites a lot more dissociation and some like anxiety. Not always. Sometimes grounding myself in the moment feels great. You know, it's just, it can be hard for me, I think, because I don't know how to turn off my thoughts, I guess. So when I get quiet, they get louder. So it's like there's different parts of me, again with the dissociation, and there's one part of me that's like constantly chattering like negative stuff about the past and about the future, and it's just like blah blah blah. So there's a different part of me that's like, well, I'll just be so busy in the present that I can't slow down enough to even hear what that voice is saying. That is how I am currently coping, which is like not what I want to do. It means that I'm not being as present with my kids during this week that they have off, that they get to stay home with me, and I'm not taking full advantage of it for sure, and I feel immense guilt about that. But also like I'm struggling to do anything different because I didn't realize until this moment that this is what I was doing. So, you know, even though I'm a deeply self-aware person, it's still stuff sneaks up on you. You know, no one can be aware of themselves all the time in every way. You know, there's always going to be stuff that sneaks up on you. And I just think I have paid so little attention to dissociation in my mental health over the years that like it's one really big glaring area that I'm not as aware of different things when it comes to that. So I'm not feeling very well, you all. I am not feeling very well, and I think it's because I need to sit down and feel these feelings, but I really don't want to. Like I really don't want to, and I don't even know what they are. Like sometimes I'm avoiding a feeling because I know exactly what it is, and I'm like, I just want to run away from this. But right now, I feel like I'm running away from a shadow. Like, I genuinely don't even know. I don't even know what feelings I'm afraid of feeling. And maybe that's what's freaking me out. Like, if I sit down to journal, what's going to come up? I genuinely don't know. Like, most of the time, I know. I know what's going to come up. I really don't know. And, like, that's making my palms sweat as I talk to you right now. That freaks me out. And like, I don't like it. I don't like it. Anyway, it's probably a good sign I need to. I might text my therapist in all honesty, because we're not supposed to meet for another week. But I would rather process this with a person than alone, I think. But that might just be an excuse, because I know once I get in front of my therapist, my like masking self will take over and I can avoid these feelings some more. Honestly, now that I think about it, that's probably really what it is. There's a big part of me that's like, we could just go to therapy and talk about something else, which is not helpful. Oh boy. Okay. Well, I don't know. Sorry, this has been really rambly. I'm feeling very dissociated actually, like right now, now that I think about it, I'm very, very dissociated. There's like a part of me that's moving my mouth. There's a part of me that's thinking the thoughts, and they're totally separate, it feels like, which is weird to say, but maybe you guys really, I don't know. And like, there's a whole other host of me's that are like hiding somewhere in the back of my brain. Like, we do not want to be seen. Do not drag us into this podcast bullshit, which is fair, which is totally fair. But I needed to talk, you know, like, do you ever, I'm very extroverted, and sometimes I just need to speak my feelings aloud. You know, I've heard that the opposite of depression isn't happiness, it's expression. Right. And I love that. That really resonates with me. Like, as someone who, my trauma is really based in invalidation and not feeling safe to express myself, like, expressing myself has always been a good way for me to cope. So that's why I wanted to hop on, and also because it's been a hot minute and I didn't want to think you guys to think that I abandoned you. This podcast is still going, I promise. I just I'm having a little trouble being consistent. If you want consistent content, I actually post on my YouTube channel pretty darn consistently, like pretty much every week. And we also do lives every week as well. So that's a good place to go. This podcast is much more of a, you know, like Megan's thoughts, Megan's random ass thoughts, which in the past have been a little more coherent than they've been recently. And I do apologize for that. I think I'm struggling with my trauma. Yeah, saying that out loud, that feels really true. I'm struggling with my trauma. I have a long history of complex, what some people call little t traumas. You know, nothing big, nothing crazy, just death by a thousand paper cuts, basically. And it's just giving me a lot of trouble recently, to be honest, and it's making it hard for me to talk about anything else, but I also don't really want to talk about my trauma online anymore. I used to, like years ago, but it really hurt people in my life. And the thing is, before you jump to my defense, like, well, if they didn't want you to talk badly about them, then they shouldn't have acted badly. And, you know, I agree, but at the same time, I never tried to talk to them about how they made me feel before I went online and started like blasting them. And that does feel, I think we can all agree that that's pretty unfair. You know, there's a lot of nuance that goes into this. So I don't want to talk about my trauma online anymore. It's not something I'm interested in. But at the same time, it's like all I can think about, and it's totally eating up my brain and my mental health right now. And so it's a little bit hard, I think, to make a really authentic, off-the-cuff podcast like this when, like, what I naturally want to talk about is just, like, off-limits for social consumption anymore for me. So that's if I seem a little distant or if I seem a little scattered, that is why. It's because the things that are naturally on my brain, I simply am not going to talk about. Yeah. Yeah, that's that, I suppose. But I hope that this was still somewhat interesting, somewhat helpful. If not, I apologize. Feel free to let me know how you're feeling about the podcast. You can email me. I'll put my email in the show notes. It's just Megan, M-E-G-A-N, at theneurocuriosityclub.com. So feel free to email me about your feelings about the podcast. I'd love to know if people are still listening. And yeah, I think that's all I've got. So I'm just going to wrap things up here, and I will hopefully talk to you in about a week, but we will see.